Good morning, this is Matt with your outdoor report for the week of June 5th, 2023. Steve Suman put this report together for us. The forecast this week looks sunny and warm till Friday and Saturday when some showers might enter the picture, but sunshine returns Sunday and Monday. Looks like beautiful weather for outdoor activities. Mike up at Jenks Bait and Tackle says that as of last week, the Chippewa Flowage pool is full. Water temperatures are in the high 60s. Mike offers this tip. Air and surface temperatures are rising, and this pertains to caring for your minnows. Do not keep them in trolling buckets in the lake. They will not survive. Keep them cool and aerated in insulated buckets. You cannot baby minnows too much with these warm temperatures. That's a good tip, Mike. I hadn't thought of that. This week, DNR fisheries biologist Max Walter discusses Nelson Lake netting survey results. Max says, in late April, the DNR Hayward Fish Team conducted a netting survey on Nelson Lake. In 2014 and 2017, we also conducted netting surveys with walleye, the specific target species. This year, northern pike and crappie were the specific target species. This was to fill in some gaps in our understanding of what is happening with those populations in Nelson. We set 10 nets on April 28th, just as most of the lake became free of ice. We returned the next day to find nets loaded with fish, a sign that pike were eager to start spawning and crappie were warming up in the shallows. The pike catch was considerably higher than past surveys of Nelson Lake. Size was still fairly good, and about 17% of all pike captured were greater than 28 inches. However, pike size was not as high as in the past. The main reason for decreased size is the increased abundance of pike. Historically, Nelson Lake pike have been a lower density population, which allowed for faster growth and better top-end size. This survey provided some indication that status may be changing. This will be an issue that deserves more analysis and possibly action. Crappies were also very abundant. In fact, we captured so many crappie, we were not able to measure them all. High abundance and below average size has been a long-standing issue on Nelson Lake since walleye abundance dropped. While this survey did not explicitly target walleye, there was no indication that their abundance was increasing, despite considerable stocking effort. The walleye we did capture were mostly larger and older fish. These are certainly fun to catch, but when only large old adults are present, it's usually a sign of a fishery in decline. Nelson is an important lake in the area with lots of angling interest. We will be looking at all options to improve different aspects of the fishery. Yeah, you know, that was good to know, Max. I like to fish Nelson, and I guess that goes along with what I've been seeing. No mention of the bass count up there, though I'd be interested to know how that is looking. Let's go to the fishing report. Fishing remains good to very good for most species, but make sure to take bug repellent. I don't like to get any bug dope on my hands because I think the fish can smell it. So I often wear nitrile gloves while I'm applying it. You do what works for you. The musky action is somewhat slow, though anglers report many follows and a few hookups. Depths range from 4 to 18 feet. During the day, target weeds, weed edges in bays, and other cover. In evening hours, work shallow, sandy shorelines. Live bait, bucktails, buzzbaits, spinnerbaits, and various topwaters can all work at various times. The walleye fishing is good and consistent as fish start to disperse and move deeper. You'll find them on weed lines, weed edges, and humps in 4 to 12 feet. Focus on the shallow areas in the evening hours. The most effective offerings include walleye suckers, fatheads, and leeches on jigs or under slip bobbers, and trolled stick baits and crankbaits. The northern pike fishing is good around shallow weeds and panfish and baitfish concentrations. Top producing baits include minnows, crankbaits, spinners, spinnerbaits, swimbaits, and spoons with trailers. The largemouth bass are in pre-spawn or spawning, depending on the lake. And fishing is good on shallow weed beds, lily pads, and shorelines. Live baits, spinner baits, plastic worms, Ned rigs, and topwaters are all taking fish. Smallmouth bass are also in pre-spawn or spawning, and fishing for them is good on shallow rock points and humps. Your baits of choice include live bait, jigs and minnows, crankbaits, and plastics on Ned, Tokyo, and drop shot rigs. Remember that smallmouth bass fishing is catch and release only until June 17th in our zone. The crappie fishing is good to very good. Fish are pre-spawn, spawning, and post-spawn, depending on the lake. You'll find them around shallow weeds, reeds, cattails, and fallen timber in depths out to 10 feet. Some fish are heading deeper. Crappie minnows, plastics, mini mites, and gulp baits on plain or dressed jigs, mimic minnows, and beetle spins are all working on crappies. The bluegill fishing is very good to excellent. Fish are in spawning mode on many waters. Waxies, leaf worms, crawler pieces, leeches, plastics, and gulp baits on small dressed and plain jigs and plain hooks under bobbers are all working on bluegill. Some dates for you to keep in mind. Muskie season opened on May 27th in our zone. June 3rd through the 11th, that's right now, it's National Fishing and Boating Week. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their general meeting on June 6th. That's tonight, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Flat Creek Lodge. If you want to know more, call them at 634-4543. The Shawamigan 100 is being held on June 17th. If you want to know more about that, call them at 715-798-3599. Summer solstice coming up on June 21st. Muskie Fest is on the way, June 23rd through the 25th. Call the Chamber of Commerce at 634-8662 for more details, or better yet, go to muskiefest.com. Brianna worked hard to put all the information there, so use it. Anything you want to know. The Muskie Fest Fishing Has No Boundaries Fishing Contest is also going on the 23rd through the 25th. If you want to learn more about that, call 634-3185. The DNR is holding a Learn to Fish activity at Shoes Pond during Muskie Fest on the 23rd and 24th. And the Hayward Bass Club is holding their Round Lakes Open on June 25th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you want to take part, give them a call. It's 405-227-1789. Full moon, the next one's coming up on July 2nd. And we got the Spooner Heart of the North Rodeo coming up in July on the 6th through the 8th. If you want to see any more stuff going on in our area, there's tons more. But you got to go to the online calendar to see it. HaywardLakes.com or HaywardAreaChamber.com and click on events. If you have a question for us, call the office. The Chamber line is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. Well, let's get out and enjoy some nice summer weather, eh? I'll talk to you next week. Bye.